Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Spiritual Awakening with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm, the show that's good for the soul. Music, chat, mediumship, and more. We've got it all, so stay tuned, sit back, and enjoy the show. Andrew will be using his unique brand of mediumship to connect you with your loved ones in the spirit world. And here's your host, Andrew D.
Well, good evening to you, and I hope you can hear me out there. My name's Andrew D, and I'm your host for this evening. And hi to the guys in the chat room. We've got Barbara and a couple of guests there. We've got Fair Camp, Mike Host, and Mike Spirit as well. So good evening to you all there. And guys, if you do want to call into us, the number to call in tonight is 760-283-4611. That's toll-free. And if you do want to get to us via Skype, which of course is free as well, simply go to Blog Talk Radio, look up the show, me, Andrew D. The show's live now, and there's a Skype link there, and you can go in via that route. So that's not a problem at all for you. But guys, what you've got to do, remember tonight, that's for your free reading, but you can get your free reading and listen to it again at the end of the show once we publish it, and that is on Mike Spirit FM. That's www.mikespirit.fm. So as I mentioned, my name is Andrew D, and yes, I'm a medium. Yeah, I talk to those who... If you're stateside, I know you call it crossing over. We call it passing over. What's the difference? What's the difference between friends, eh? And if you're looking to get to speak to your friends and family on the other side, then send your thoughts up to them now. It is possible. I've mentioned this loads of times. You know, some people say, oh, you can never guarantee who you're going to get through. It's no guarantee whatsoever, but there's no reason why you can't send your thoughts up. And I have had people... I was doing a private reading the other week, and the lady said to me, I actually wanted, I think it was her grandfather, to come through. She was very close to him. And it was actually at the end of the reading, and I said to her, well, ask him to come down and be here. And while I was packing up all of my equipment and everything, my recording equipment, she obviously hit the right note because he was there loud and proud in full Technicolor. It does work, guys. They can't always come through. You know, some people say... oh, the medium wasn't very good, or he couldn't get such and such through, or they didn't come through for me. But what you've got to remember, guys, I've got to raise my vibrations. I've got to raise this earthly vibration to meet the spiritual vibration. And they have got to lower theirs as well. And we've got to meet somewhere in the middle. And, you know, I've got to keep those energies up. And it's hard work for them sometimes as well. And especially for somebody, if you want them to come through from the world of spirit and they haven't been through very regularly, or they're not a very experienced communicator, that comes with time. And especially if they haven't been through very often, that's another issue. But saying that, I was doing a reading for a lady the other week, and their old next-door neighbor came through, and he'd only been passed away a month. I think that's my record, a month after passing and coming through. But, you know, he didn't come through. There was no great detail. He just wanted to say hello, but the evidence was there to prove who he was. And, guys, that's what my show is about. It's about mediumship. It's about the evidence. It's about the existence of life after this physical death. If you've got questions, by all means, ask me. When we go to the telephones later. But I'll tell you what, I'm not, guys. I do work psychically for many other reasons, but this is my spiritual mediumship show. And, you know, spirit can guide you. Spirit can help you go in certain directions, you know, with those choices you've got to make. But what you've got to remember as well, guys, you know, if your mum or your dad or your grandfather was here on the earth plane, would you do exactly what they said? If they said, do this now, would you? So why do it now? Ask them to tell you what to do in spirit. It's your life, guys. You've got to lead it. But spirit are with you every second of the way, guiding you towards those ultimate answers that you seek and towards that, let's call it, nirvana. Okay. All right, guys, we've got a few callers waiting for us already. I will not bore you any longer. But that's where I'm coming from. You know, that's what my show is about. And I know we've got Kathy coming up first, followed by Suzanne. But we are going to play a little bit of music first, because I'd like to start the show with a bit of music. And I can't remember whether it's Shine with Take That or George Michael Freedom. I think it's Shine first. But I like this song. There's always a bit in every song I like. You know, there's maybe even just one line that means something to me. It calls me, or there's a certain level of understanding or a certain depth of meaning in the song. And I'm going to play that for you now. Shine from Take That. Take it away, Ken.
You're such a big star to me.
pretend I wanna be, but you're stuck in a hole, and I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out.
Always catches me out, that one. There you go. That was Take That and Shine. Shine Your Light. Well, whatever you want to take from that song, I'll leave you to take it from that song. And it's funny because something I mentioned before about the world of spirit, you know, their life being theirs and ours being ours. And, you know, if your dad or your mum or whatever was here, you wouldn't necessarily just do what they said, because you've got to find out the hard way yourself. And spirit, they are not here to tell us what to do, guys. And Ken, my producer, just said he had this conversation with his wife last night. And every now and again, I'm inspired to impart a little bit of knowledge or whatever, or even just pass something on. It was strange the other week as well. I had a song, I chose a song, A Kiss from a Rose. And the very first lady that came on, her mum's name was Rose. And she was absolutely thrilled to bits with that. So small, but, you know, it means such a lot, guys. Now, I'm going to have a quick chat now with... I've got him in my phone as Mike Spirit. That's all I know him as. But Mike Davis, there's a bit of feedback there. Who's got feedback on? But Mike Davis is with us because he wants to tell me about something that we're organising for next February. Mike, are you there, mate?
I am, Andrew, and it's nice to be on your show, Andrew.
Well, it's been, actually been a while since we worked together, isn't it, Mike?
You know, it has been, Andrew. And, you know, the best thing about it is, Andrew, not the best thing, we haven't spoken for a while, but the best thing about it, you know, you actually took over from me doing this show on a Thursday from Spiritual Connections.
It was, yeah, yeah. And that was in February.
It was, you know. But maybe February is an important date, because that's exactly what I want to discuss with you right now, Andrew, because I know that you're going to be a part of this. And this is actually the first time that we're going to announce this on Mike Spirit FM. So all you lucky people listening, you are lucky people, because it's fresh, it's brand new. It hasn't been mentioned before, because it's only been sorted the last few days. And, you know, Andrew, you know, it's going to be an honor to, you know, work with not just yourself, but every single host of this station, including myself. We're all coming together. We're all going to be kind of going on the road, so to speak. You know, we're going to go to a nice venue. I've looked at the venue. It's absolutely fantastic. It's out of this world. It's a castle. It's called a castle. And it's a castle hotel. And the Mike Spirit FM network, which is every one of us as hosts, which is obviously the girls on a Monday, Jeanette and Sarah, with Nick on a Tuesday, Oscar on a Wednesday, you on a Thursday, and myself on a Sunday. And again, a sneaky little peep, we're going to have somebody new that's starting on a Friday very, very soon. I know that you know this gentleman very well. I'm not going to mention his name yet, because he hasn't started. I know he's going to. So there's going to be the seven of us are going out to do a show, if you like. And there'll be two demonstrations of us. There's going to be like a psychic fair going on with lots of stalls and lots of, well, we'll all be there doing readings, there to come and meet us in person, Andrew, because that's something nice to do, isn't it? To meet people in person. I love meeting new people. I love meeting the callers. I love meeting people that listen to the show. So that's going to be a neat in here, right here in South Wales. I know you've got a bit of a way to travel, but you know, I'm sure it's going to be well worth it to meet some people and do some lovely work alongside, well, I suppose, the rest of our fellow workers, isn't it? Because that's what we are. We're all a part of a family, and I think that's what Mike Spirit FM is. It's a family, and you know, it's going to be great. We all can get together and do some wonderful work as a team. So yeah, Andrew, you know, I'm very blessed and thankful that we've all managed to pull this date off together. I know that you've had to do a little work around yours, but I know that, you know, things will work out. And, you know, it all seems to be falling together. It was only today that I was mentioned to another host, not yourself, but another host, you know, Mike Spirit FM, about maybe we should open up and maybe do some stalls on the Saturday day, you know, because people can come in, have readings. I thought, well, it'd be nice if we had some stalls, some crystal stalls, some healing stalls, you know, hot stone therapy massage stalls. And, you know, I only mentioned it to someone, and lo and behold, you know, there's, you know, I know that there's a potential seven people that wants to come and hold a stall at the Mike Spirit FM network. So it's going to be fantastic.
It is, mate, yeah. And it's funny you should mention that, Mike, because without putting too fine a point on the date, I actually had another show booked on one of those days. And luckily enough, where I'm doing it, I kept looking at that date the other week, Mike, and the date was a bit close to another date and the location was a bit close. And I kept looking and thinking, that I'm going to move that, I'm going to move that, I'm going to move that. And you rang me today and said, that's when our show is. Can you move your show? And literally, I've moved it back a month to March, and there was no problems whatsoever. So, if it's all gonna, you know, Mike, it's all gonna take off. I know it's gonna work. And I tell you what, I love getting together and doing shows, and especially if you've got the vibrations right, the energies right, we can all just bounce off each other, and you know, it will just add to the atmosphere. And I know it's down in South Wales, and I just wish that some of our American listeners as well, you know, they could get along as well. I know I live a little way away, but 150 miles stateside is absolutely nothing. So I'm not going to complain about travelling 150 miles down to South Wales. It will be my pleasure, Mike.
You know, and as I said, Andrew, you know, it's absolutely amazing how things have come into place. You know, as I said, I only mentioned it to one person, and you know, there's like, you know, as I said, about 7 or 8 people that's interested in holding stalls. There's all of us going to be doing readings. I know Ken, one of our producers, is going to be there playing some music, you know, gentle music in the background, going to be doing a part of the evening, you know, with all the setup with the microphones. It's going to be a fantastic weekend, Andrew, you know, and I'm really looking forward to actually working, you know, not just live on air, with the other hosts, but
yeah,
you know, being a part of a family unit, you know, all of us pulling together as one team, to be able to come together, you know, because the whole reason, Andrew, and I know I've said about this before on another show, your Mike Spirit FM, about, you know, I built this network for a reason. And the reason was, you know, I looked at my mum, because my mum is in a wheelchair. She's a wheelchair user. And she isn't able to get out and go to a spiritist church or a demonstration anywhere. So I thought, how can I provide a service for people like my mum? Because it's, you know, there's hundreds, thousands. Probably millions of people like my mum, you know. How can I provide this service? You know, I've been working for the Spirit World for the last 19 years. And I thought, how can I do this? And I thought, well, I know. I'm going to do what I've always done and gently ease my way back into radio, which I did do for about 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And I thought to myself, you know, it's wonderful that I'm able to connect with people all over the world by doing a radio show. And then I met up with, you know, Studio 2, which is a wonderful Robert in Michigan in USA. And, you know, we got together and we kind of discussed of what we would like for to bring a radio station here in the UK and in the USA, and we come up with Mike Spirit FM, and that's where Mike Spirit FM was born, you know, the birth of Mike Spirit FM. And I remember saying to Robert there, I wonder if we could get other hosts on. I wonder if anybody else would want to join us and be a part of this family that I'm trying to create, this positive energy. And you know, now, Andrew, I look back now, and it's only just over a year, and I look back, and what a year it's been. You know, we now have 5 shows a week. We're almost going to go into the 6th show of the week. You know, we can't really ask for better than that, can we? You know, and to have, you know, I'm not saying that we are the best. You know, there's probably lots of people out there better than us.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, Mike, but, because... you know, I met you, what, 18 months ago down in the Station Hotel in Dudley, and I was walking through the bar, and I told this to Jeanette, and I just feel pulled or drawn towards people, and I don't even know why sometimes, and I'll just go and talk to them, and then something else comes out of it. And I saw you and Gwyn sat there, and I thought, do you know what, I'm going to go and talk to those guys and just say hello. Yeah. And look where we are now. And it was the same with Jeanette. I bumped into Jeanette in London last Christmas. Just said hello to her. I said, I just felt I needed to talk to you. And now she's a host on one of your shows. And yet, you knew Jeanette somehow. I'd met her. And yet, we didn't know that, you know, we all knew each other. And, exactly. You know, here we are. And like you said about the family coming together or whatever. And now there's a show coming out of it in South Wales. So, Mike, what's meant to be is meant to be. And this is the way it's meant to work, isn't it?
Most definitely, you know, but I know we've seen this one in South Wales. I think that's just a start, Andrew, of being in South Wales. You know, who knows, we could be travelling up to you. We could be travelling maybe down as far as Oscar, you know, in Bournemouth.
Yeah, Florida would be nice, mate. Have you ever thought about that?
You know, Florida, to be honest with you, Andrew, I will be in Florida 3 weeks yesterday. I'll be landing in Florida. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to working in Florida. Not only Florida, but I come back from Florida for maybe 2 weeks. 3 weeks maybe, and then I go over to Norway to do some more wonderful work for the, you know, the East, Northeast European tour. You know, it's going to be, you know, this year has gone absolutely amazing, Andrew. I can't ask or I can't thank the Spirit World enough for putting me where they have put me. And, you know, it's thanks to wonderful people like yourself, like Sarah and Jeanette, Nick Humphries, Oscar Villegas, yourself, and obviously our new one that we're not going to mention yet, just yet, keep them under close wraps for now.
Yeah.
Yes, thanks to all you guys that's built Mike Spirit FM to what it is today. So, you know, I personally thank each and every one of you for joining and being a part of this family.
Well, thank you, Mike. And listen, Mike, I mean, thanks very much indeed for coming on. And I know you're going to tell us more about what's going on in your own show come the weekend or even after that. But I do believe I've got quite a few calls to get through to Mike. So, Mike, I will bid you farewell. And thanks for coming on, mate. And we will speak again soon, OK?
No problem at all. Thank you very much, Andrew. And the pleasure is always mine to even chat with you. So, you know, you have a wonderful show. And you give them people some wonderful readings, as I know you will. Thank you very much.
Take care, mate. Bye for now.
Bye now. Bye.
Right, guys. Well, that was Mike Davis. I just keep calling him Mike Spirit because I told you that's what he's in my phone as, and that's the radio station as well. But I've just got to say this, guys. I believe the actual full moon was last night, and I was driving my wife mad. I even got up in the middle of the night because where I live, there's fields opposite my house. There was a mist across the field. The moon lit up the whole of the field, and I'm just looking now, totally clear sky. If you're in California, I hope you're enjoying the sun, but there's one beautiful, it's nearly a full moon tonight, but beautiful, clear night, lighting up absolutely everywhere. And, you know, you've got to appreciate these things and appreciate, and I can see why people did worship the moon, because it's absolutely beautiful. But we need to move on, guys, because I've got quite a few calls to get through. I will race through them as quickly as possible. But what I do want to do, guys, the show is about entertainment. The show is about the world of spirit, what we're doing for you, what spirit is doing for us. And as I learned, you know, through my education, through the Spiritualist Church as well, it's not just about giving messages and just whacking out messages left, right, and center to people. There's so much more to spiritualism. And somebody once said to me, guys, the world of spirit, it's like trying to teach a two-year-old physics. We have not got a clue. And I will leave it at that. And without further ado, I'm going to go to area code 410 and speak to the lovely Kathy. Kathy, are you there?
How are you?
I'm not bad at all, Kathy. Thanks for hanging on in there, and thank you for speaking to me. So how are you today, okay?
Good. We're having a blue moon tomorrow night.
Oh, well, what is a blue moon? What's the difference?
I have no idea, but they said a blue moon comes, like, once in a while.
Oh, right. I'll look out for that then. This one, I don't know whether you know, Kathy, but we used to have, I think you still can get them, but in the UK many years ago, everybody had milk delivered to the doorsteps, and they used to have these silver foil, you might call them silver aluminum tops on the top of the bottle that sealed the bottle, and that's just what the moon looks like tonight. It looks like a piece of aluminum all just
wow,
lit up. It's absolutely amazing. So where are you calling from, Kathy?
Maryland.
Maryland, okay, that's not too bad. It's well, it's as good as the East Coast, isn't it? But, yeah, West Coast. Well, do you know what? It's because we go east to get to the States, but you're on the West Coast. That's what it is. That's what confuses me.
No, I'm on the East Coast.
You're on the East Coast.
Yeah.
You say Maryland?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
East
you are.
Coast.
East Coast. East Coast. Oh, God, what am I like? Is it any wonder I never passed geography at school? There you go. Anyway, oh, somebody sent me, there's two full moons in 1 month. Anyway, Kathy, how can I help tonight? Were you just looking for a general message to see who comes through? Because I've got a gentleman waiting for you here.
Yeah,
and, okay, are you happy with me to run along with that, are you?
Yes.
Okay, and I'll be as quick as I can, but as thorough as I can as well. Okay, thank you, Kathy. Right, now I've got a gentleman with me here, and this gentleman, haha, right. This gentleman in the world of spirit, he comes to me, and he's first of all, he's given me the number 57, but I think this, if it wasn't his age when he passed, I think it was a very significant age for this gentleman, and I feel he became ill around about this age. But as soon as I started talking and he overshadowed me, Kathy, I had to pick up my angel cards and start shuffling them, not just to pick a card for you, but I feel this man did enjoy a game of cards, and I feel as though he liked to do, and he just made me aware, he loved to do card tricks, and he loved to, especially when the kids were younger, he liked to do card tricks and have them totally amazed by card tricks. But he's also making me aware here that there was either a constriction or a lump or some sort of condition in the center of his chest here. I don't feel it was his lungs. I feel almost like his chest wall, there was a problem there. Would you understand this gentleman in spirits at all, Kathy?
Not sure if it was my uncle, but I'm not sure. No, because my uncle died of cancer, so I'm not sure who it is.
Sorry, do you know what I meant to say to you? It's amazing because he gave me that information, and I don't like sort of giving information after you've told me something, but that's what he was making me aware of, that this constriction in his chest, to me, it was a tumor here, because he's making me aware that it's almost like it was a secondary cancer, but rather than you know, just one tumor or whatever, he's making me aware that tumors spread throughout his body. Would you understand this with your uncle? I feel this is on your mother's side as well. Would that make sense?
Oh, on my mother's side.
If I'm wrong about that, but would you understand the tumor and the secondary tumors? Because I feel as though he was riddled with cancer before he passed away.
I'm not sure. Okay.
Okay, because I get this as well sometimes, Kathy, that I'll get somebody come through really strong, and the next caller says, I know exactly who that was. So, guys, if you're listening in then and you recognize that person and you're on the phones, then please, hopefully, hang in there and we'll get to you. Okay, if you don't know who this gentleman is, I'm going to ask him for one more bit of evidence. And if you don't know who that is. Now, this gentleman, Kathy, now I know this next bit is associated with the Deep South, and that's where this gentleman is making me aware of links to Louisiana here. And what he's also showing me here, he's showing me a jar of moonshine here, and he's making me aware of links to Louisiana and the Deep South. So would you understand this on a family
No.
link at all?
No.
Oh, okay. Right, I'll ask him to leave me. Okay, I've got a lady stepped in here. Now, this lady that's with me at the moment, Kathy, now she's making me, would you understand, not her name, but she's giving me the name for you, connecting to Laura at all. Would you understand the name Laura?
Laura?
Yeah.
I used to have a friend, Laura.
Okay.
And her mother passed away.
Oh, right, okay. Excuse me, I'll see if I can get a bit more from this lady here. Now, this lady I've got with me, I feel as though this lady is on a grandmother link here with you, but she was just giving me the name Laura for you as some evidence. And as this lady, she's making me aware here, as I cough, that she would have had, I feel as though she would have had a problem with her throat, and it would have caused her to cough, and to constantly try to clear her throat here. And she's making me aware also here that... Now, she's talking here about a holiday home, not by a lake, but a holiday home in woods that I feel as it was a second home that she might have had that people would have gone to visit. And I feel as though it was not just on the edge of woods, you know, where people can drive by. I feel this was quite deep down into where there are lots of trees and there were no roads nearby. Would you understand these links at all, or this evidence from your childhood connected to a grandmother at all? Would this make sense to you?
A grandmother. Well, my grandmother and grandfather had a house on the lake.
Right.
But the house in the woods was my aunt.
Right.
And she had, she died of lung cancer.
Right, okay.
When you're saying the coughing.
Right, okay, thank you. Because it's sometimes, because, I mean, I know I say a grandmother link, but I feel that this lady was on the same generation as your grandmother, you know, almost like a great aunt here, of that sort of age. Would you understand that?
Okay.
Okay, and you would understand the coughing and the because I feel as though I've got to clear my lungs, and she's banging on her chest here as though she can't get rid of this constriction here. Okay, thank you. But anyway, Kathy, very, very quickly, she's making me aware here that... I know we all go through periods of being unsettled, but she's making me aware here that it's almost like you are on a cat on a hot tin roof. It's almost like you can't settle, and it's almost like you are looking to sort of move in a new direction with your life, and not just, you know, I'm thinking of redecorating or I'm thinking of changing the car. It's almost like you feel as though you need to make a huge change in your life, that you're looking to make a positive step in a new direction and move away from an old life. Would you understand this, Kathy?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm on a spiritual awakening.
Thank you very much, because that's what she's talking about, because this lady here is making me aware here, and I've got to work as quickly as possible with her, because she's quite an impatient lady as well. But she's telling me that impatience rubs off on you, that you're not happy about the speed that you're moving, and you feel as though you should be moving quicker than you are, but you're feeling frustrated about being held back as well. Would you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Now, she's making me aware here that... Now, I'm going to say the word husband here, but you're telling me there's a man in your life around you that doesn't quite understand where you're coming from with this, and he doesn't quite get it. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Oh, she's telling me that, she said, you've got to, and it's funny because I think anybody who goes through a spiritual awakening goes through this, and everybody else catches up, and this includes me particularly. Your aunt, this lady keeps giving me the name Sarah. Would you understand the name Sarah at all?
Sarah? My friend had a girlfriend, Sarah, that passed away.
Okay, thank you, because these are just names that she's throwing in. But she's also giving me the name Brian for you as well. Would that make sense?
Brian? I know a Brian.
Thank you, because that's what spirit do, you see. They just give me names as evidence. Okay. Anyway, Kathy, just very, very quickly, what she's telling me is you have got to go at the pace that you can develop. And she said no amount of studying or rushing things or trying to sort of drag other people along with you to try and get them to understand your awakening, none of that will work. You've got to go at your pace, and the people who don't quite get it yet will move at their pace. But the man who's around you at the moment, he will catch on, and he will not fully engage in it, but he will understand and he will move along and support you. So I want to leave that with you, but she's telling me don't be so impatient. And what she's actually doing here, and I'm being shown this symbolically, because she's telling me you've been driving too fast recently as well, haven't you? Because
oh, yes, I have.
Because she's telling me when you've been driving along, you've been in a world of your own about this development and this new awakening and the experiences that you've had as well. Would this make sense?
Yes.
And she's physically putting the brakes on your car, wants to slow you down, because she's making me aware, was it recently that you were either warned by a policeman, because I don't think you were cited for it, but she's making me aware here that either you were warned or you were let off with a caution. Would this make sense?
Well, I didn't stop completely at a stop sign not too long ago.
Okay. But she's telling me here that you were either you were pulled in or you were pulled to one side, and you were would you understand where you were chastised by a policeman, or he gave you a piece of his mind? Would this make sense?
Well, he gave me a warning.
Okay, thank you. And that's what she's saying. She was saying she was there with you. So she is physically putting the brakes on your car to slow you down, because she said, ah, and she's also making me aware here, your suspension on your car is shot, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, because she was saying to me she's not happy about that either. But what she's also telling me here as well, Kathy, is she's putting the brakes on you, okay? And she said she will let the brakes off when it's time for you to move forward again. She said, stop being so impatient. And Kathy, I'm going to leave her love with you. And thank you for calling in, because I've got a host of calls to get through. And
thank you so much.
I'll leave the love of spirit with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, I believe Suzanne on 631 is there. Suzanne, are you with me?
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
No problem at all. Where are you today, Suzanne?
Long Island.
Long Island. Okay, then. Thank you. And, well, more to the point, somebody's telling me here that I've just got somebody joining me from the world of spirit, but I'm just being made aware here, Kathy, that I've got this nervous energy with you, this nervous tension. Would this make sense at all? Because I'm picking this up through your voice as well. Would that make sense?
It is, just that I'm low on money, and I had to make some decisions. I'm going to be subbing, but they said it might turn permanent, and I interview in a couple of weeks, and I'm just hoping I get the job. I was subbing there all year, and then I was a teacher aide for them for the summer school.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just hire me, and then also I can sub for the before and after school program. And then I'm kind of missing my son. I mean, I have him now, but he lives with his dad, and I'm used to, all my moms are talking about getting school supplies and stuff, and his dad gets sent now because he was with him, and I'm just upset. I want him back.
Okay, right. Now, that's not a problem at all, Suzanne. That's not a problem at all. And sometimes, you know, and I don't mean to sound disrespectful as well, but just the fact that you've come on and you've been able to air that as well, because what I like to do with the world of spirit, you give lots of evidence of who that person is that's come through, but sometimes just literally you talking to me and the world of spirit listening, and I'm just being told here, I'm waiting for this, there's a lady who's joining me, and she just gave me shivers. She stood behind me at the moment, and she's determined to step in, but all she wants me to do is chat to you for a bit, because this lady is telling me here that and I'm going to give a bit more evidence of who she is. She's making me aware here that, you know, you've had lots of thoughts, and you've been keeping everything in, haven't you? You haven't really been getting it out of your system and just getting it out there. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, because what she's telling me here, now I had the name Laura earlier on, but I've also got would you understand the name Louise at all? Would that make sense to you?
No.
Okay, that's no problem. Anyway, this lady, as she draws closer, because I'm... Ah, right, okay, thank you. Now, would it make sense if I said to you, your mama's in spirit? Would that make sense to you?
My mother, no.
Okay, because I've got this lady who's with me at the moment, and I don't mean to imply anything by this, but this lady I've got with me gives me a very motherly feeling around me. And I know sometimes I can come across as a grandmother link here, but she's making me aware here that you've been keeping all this... upsetting you, and you've not been talking to the spirit world the way you've been talking to me. And she's saying to me, you can talk to them. You can. Some people might think you're going mad by talking to yourself, but you can talk to them because they listen all the time, and they were working to help you resolve these issues that you've told me all about. But I just want to get this lady a little bit closer, Suzanne, if I may. Okay. Now, this lady, she's stepping back because she wants a gentleman to step forward as well. It's funny because they're all here, but nobody really wants to step forward and sort of upset you too much, okay? But would you understand the name? I know I give this name in the past. We've all got names, but I want to give you the name Robert as well, because I've got a gentleman here who's... He's not saying his name is Robert, but he's telling me he links to the name Robert, and I feel one of his brothers might have either been Robert or... Would this make sense to you at all?
My mom's husband's husband, my stepfather, is named Robert, and his brother passed away.
Right, okay, thank you. That's what you said to me. This gentleman who stepped forward said he links to the name Robert. Okay, thank you. And as he steps forward, and I'm glad you were able to confirm that for me, because that wasn't the easiest link at all. But would you understand, it's funny because lots of people pass with cancer, but he's making me aware here that I feel I've suddenly got stabbing pains in my stomach, but he's also making me aware here of a problem with his pancreas. Would you understand this?
No, I don't know how he died.
All right, okay, no problem. Well, listen, I'll get back to you on why he's come through. And all he just wants to let you know here, I know you talked about money and the jobs and everything else, and there's a ton of stuff came out there, and you want to get your son back as well. But he said, concentrate on one thing at one time. And he's making me aware here, he said, the ultimate goal for you, Suzanne, he said, don't be worrying about the job. Spirits are working on that. I know you've been subbing for quite a while. He said, but you need to calm down in yourself and come across as that cool, calm person in the interview that you are, because they know you can do the job. Spirit can do the job. You know you can do the job. It's just convincing other people. And he said, they are working with you to calm you down. And what they're telling me as well here, your stepfather's brother, he's telling me here that, I'm being given the name Michael as well here as well for you, being called out for you. But he's telling me here, with your son, I know there's been toing and froing, but at the same time, the toing and froing, they're making me aware here, the toing and froing is to allow you to bring things together for yourself. And the times that when you need that respite or you need that time out for yourself in order to bring things together, that's when spirits step in and they're looking after the issues here. So don't be worrying. Don't be getting yourself worked up. They're telling me they're working on it all. The job will come about. You'll start to see more of your son as well. I've been guaranteed that as well. And especially after the end of September, I know that it's almost going to turn into a 50-50 thing here.
Not 50-50. He has a more.
Sorry?
It's really not 50-50. He lives with his dad, and I was with him for 3 weeks, and I don't, and stuff like that. I don't know.
No,
I just want him back with me.
Telling you, Suzanne, spirits are telling me here that it's going to eventually become more like 50-50, and then it's going to start to sway in your favor. But you've got to allow everything
to
take
you. Do they know when?
Well, I'm told after the end of September, the job situation will sort itself out. After the end of September, the situation with your son will go into a more balanced situation, more like 50-50. And as we get into the new year as well, it'll start to swing more in your favor more and more, okay? But I'm just being told the natural progress of things, natural law has got to take place here, and this will start to take place for you, and things will start to come about in your favor, okay? So please take it from me, take it from spirit. They are working for you on your behalf, and they're also making me aware here that where you live at the moment, either, I'm not going to say you're moving house, but you are looking to freshen the place up. Would this make sense? It's almost like you're looking to freshen the place up and sort of reinvigorate where you live and rejuvenate it. Would this make sense to you?
Yeah, I've been trying to clean up and do that stuff too, but yeah. That pepper with bacon pepper. I am.
Okay, well, they know this. That's what they just told me here, Suzanne. So you keep working at that, and I've just been told you've got to keep the faith. Keep faith. talk to spirit. They are listening and they are working with you and for you, okay? So can I leave the love of spirit with you? And thank you, Kathy, because I've got to move on quickly, okay?
Thank you.
Sorry, Suzanne, my apologies. Take care now. Bye-bye. Okay, guys, that was Suzanne in 631. And the World of Spirit, my guides have just told me I've got to play some music again. And that's not a cop-out at all, because I've got area code 714 next. So please keep listening in, guys. I will be talking to you next, area 714, straight after George Michael, Freedom. And you never know, I feel... Well, that was George Michael. Sorry, guys, I was just playing with my microphone there. It went off for a second, but that was George Michael, and I now know what a blue moon is. Apparently, it's the second full moon in a month, and you know the old saying, once in a blue moon. And that's what my producer told me that, and I quickly Googled it as well. Once in a blue moon, it had two full moons in a month, and it doesn't happen very often, so there you go. So, guys, we are going to go to area code, I think it's 714 next, followed by, I think it's a UK Skype caller, might even be a US Skype caller. But, guys, remember, if you have had a reading tonight, then please go to the mikespirit.fm website, and once we publish the show, you can listen to it again. And don't forget my website, keep up to date where I am, either through Facebook. You'll see me in a corset or a girdle, as you would say in the States, otherwise known as a wetsuit. I published a photo on there tonight, so look for me, Andrew D. Spirit Medium, on Facebook or www.drewd.com. I've got to be quick, guys, because as ever, the show has just gone nowhere so quickly again. So, 714, are you there, please?
Hello, it's Nathaniel from California.
Nathaniel, we've spoken before, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
I thought I had. Yeah, you don't get many Nathaniels. How are you doing, Nathaniel? Okay.
Pretty good. I've been working on moving. I got to move in about 3 weeks.
Okay, and how... Yeah, how... Up. Well, sorry to interrupt. I'm being extremely rude here, Nathaniel, but Spirits have just said to me, ask him about the legal case, ask him about the law case. Would that make sense to you, would it?
I don't know if I have a law case, but they want me to finish filling out the escrow, and I wanted, like, some cash for keys or some relocation money. Is that what they're talking about?
Well, do you know what? When I talk about legal issues, you know, it can be to do with house moves and things like that, or literally, you know, lawsuits or whatever. But, you know, I heard a voice just whisper in my ear, said, ask him how it's going on, you know, on the legal side. And, you know, I don't know what that means. So, but Nathaniel, were you just looking for spirits to come through tonight for you, or did you have a question?
Yes, spirits would be great, but I'm looking for some funding maybe from a bank. I don't know if I can try to. They called today and wanted me to fill out the escrow stuff, so I don't know. You know, I actually have to finish doing that to complete escrow, so I don't know if that's going to tie me up and try to talk about some relocation money, cash for keys. They were going to give me $3,000 to $10,000 originally in the short sale, but I had a different kind of loan. I had the home modification instead of the first.
Right. Nathaniel, you would not believe this. We both speak English, but I have not got a clue what you're talking about, my friend. Escrow, you have to educate me. Is this when you're looking for money to, you know, to carry out the sale of a house, is it, or to buy a house, or...
Obama's got kind of a big sale or a incentive, this thing, to sell your house on a short sale. And, you know, my house, I think it only appraised for three or so, and I owed four on it, plus some property taxes in the other months, you know, here. And they were going to do the short sale with losing $100,000.
Wow. Okay, well, very, very quickly, Nathaniel, because I do want to squeeze one more caller in before we finish. But I've got a gentleman with me here at the moment, and this gentleman is making me aware here that very, very quickly, and I'm working with him as quickly as possible. Now, this gentleman is telling me here that he's making me aware of pains in his head and shooting pains than he would have had. But he's telling me that the pains either affected his vision before he passed away, or towards the end, I feel there was pressure on the optic nerve or something here from what he's telling me, because he's making me aware that there would have been problems with his eyes, but as a result of some sort of pressure from behind the eyes. Would you understand a gentleman like this in spirit, Nathaniel?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. Because very, very quickly... I don't feel this gentleman's making me aware. It's almost like, I want to say, if it wasn't your dad, it was almost like your dad's brother. It was as close. I want to say, if it's not your dad, it's uncle. I feel this gentleman's telling me he was very close in one respect to you, that he was almost family, but not as close as he wanted to be. It's that sort of mixed up connection that he's given me. Would that make sense the way he's described it? Because that's the best way I can pass it on to you.
You know, I think it's my dad, because, you know, I don't know, he had stomach cancer, but it somehow the cancer went everywhere.
Okay, thank you. But he's making me very, very specific about the eyes here, and but he's also making me aware here, Nathaniel. He just wants to pass it on. Now, I don't know whether this is you here, but he's telling me that before he passed away, there was people that he was asking to see, but due to a fallout in the family here, he's making me aware that there was people he wanted to see before he passed away, to almost a sort of, just to say sorry here, that's the way he's describing it to me, and to make up for things that happened in the past. Would you understand this with this sort of last request? Would this make sense to you?
He seemed to do that to quite a few people. He seemed to reach out to a lot of people when he was passing away.
Because he's telling me he made himself very unpopular when he was here, didn't he? Would that make sense to you?
You know, he might have, yeah.
Yeah, okay. If you don't understand, that's fine, because as long as you can understand some of that. But
He did, actually. He I think he might have. I never really thought of it that way, but mom was the one that I think everyone loved.
Thank you. Okay, well, listen, very, very quickly, because it's strange, you know, some people say to me, I don't want to speak to them, but sometimes these are the people that come through and give us the messages here. And Dad's making me aware here, Nathaniel, he's telling me that you've talked about the money and whether there's money's coming in, but he's making me aware here, as spirit do and they don't predict things, but he's making me aware here that there are either, I'm going to use the word, something along the lines of stocks and bonds here. There is money tied up elsewhere. He said that either you have not thought about releasing or you thought you cannot release, but there is money tied up that you thought was beyond reach here. Would you understand this, where you've written it off because you thought you couldn't release it or you wouldn't get your hands on it? Would this make sense?
Do you think it's my dad left some money that I might be able to get through my Aunt Mary?
Wow, that's a specific question, isn't it? Well, all he's telling me is... now
she was the executor of the will.
Ah, right, okay.
Well, and she's an accountant.
Well, she's got to be good for a few books, hasn't she?
I've talked to her, you know, about it, you know, and she just doesn't know what you know, to look. But tomorrow will be the 19th year of my dad's passing. So
well, there you go.
I think it's very good
that he's come through, yeah. But very, very quickly, Nathaniel, I have to be quick and go now. But what Dad's telling me here is that there is money tied up, and you've mentioned Aunt Mary, the executive as well, the accountant, but he's making me aware here that there's money tied up, or there is money tied up either in other property that can be released. I know it's tough times at the moment, but he's telling me that there is money that can be... And he's also making me aware here that if you're not thinking of selling your car, there's somebody who's willing... who's selling a car around you to release funds here. Would you understand this?
You know, that's the only thing I own right now that I could probably sell and get about, you know, $10,000 right now, because I'm, you know, I don't know what to do.
Well, that's exactly where, because when I couldn't get a handle on the money tied up here, the money that is, and straight away he took me to the car here and showed me the car. excuse me. So... all he's saying is, look at that. He said, it will come back to you. He said, you know, what goes around comes around. And he said, in order to get over this short-term blip, he said, but you said you will be back on your feet and up and running again soon, okay?
So I might sell the car and get out of the glitch and then buy a low-cost car?
Well, that's what he's implying. As you know, Nathaniel, Spirit can't tell us what to do, but Dad showed me the car, and he said there's money tied up there. If you choose to do that, he said it would be a wise move, and I'll leave his love with you, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Have a good
day. Take care, and we'll speak again soon. Bye-bye now.
Sweet. I appreciate it much.
Cheers. Okay. Right, we've got a Skype caller now. Who am I talking to, please?
Randy.
Oh, Randy, how are you? Is this Randy Reckenstein, is it? Or
yes.
Sorry about the pronunciation. I'm just trying to read it at the moment. But Randy, I'm going to be extremely quick with you. Did you have a question for me? Or are we just looking to connect to spirit tonight?
Connect with spirit.
Okay, thank you. Now, it's strange, Randy. I don't know whether you were actually dialed in earlier on, but I had a card-playing gentleman here with me, and he was shuffling the cards and playing the cards out. Now, I've got another gentleman. I feel it's a totally different energy, but there's a gentleman here who would have loved playing poker, and he would have loved, especially playing at home for what the term we use in the UK, buttons, you know, almost just playing for a couple of cents here rather than big bucks games. He showed me that he loved the game, and he loved the sort of... excuse me, the You know the old saying about the poker face? He just loved to play cards and to outwit. That's it. He's talking about outwitting other people here. Would you understand the gentleman's spirit that I never play cards, my family never play cards, but this, so it doesn't apply to everybody. He's telling me he loves playing cards. Would this make sense to you?
I have, my father does, but then his brothers also.
Right, and is dad in spirit as well, is he?
My dad is not in spirit.
Oh, right, okay.
But his brothers, right. Two of his brothers are.
Thank you very much indeed, because he was this gentleman was absolutely insistent about playing the cards, and strange, because sometimes I like to give all the evidence first and, you know, spirit launch in there and get me to sort of release information. They were showing me the cards being spread here. But I'll tell you what it is, Randy, as well. Now, this gentleman's making me aware very quickly here. He's making me aware here that he would have had not just backache, but he would have had a spine injury, but further up his spine, almost between his shoulder blades. Would you understand this with your dad's brother? Would this make sense at all? He's talking about a car wreck from a few years back that would have damaged his back.
I'm not sure. I think there might have been, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, if you could ask Dad for me that, please. But I would also say, Randy, drop me a line. I love people to drop me a line via my website and just say hello or via Facebook. And, you know, if you find out, I'd love to know. But anyway, your uncle here, your dad's brother, now, I know it's a common name, but he's telling me he links to the name John as well. Would this make sense?
The name John?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, that's not a problem. It's a common name, but obviously not that common tonight. Just very, very quickly, they're telling me here that you have been betting on a number of outcomes here, symbolically, betting on a number of outcomes, and you've been trying to find a way forward in your life, but you've been trying to sort of reduce the risks, and I feel this is connected to finances here, reduce the risk by spreading your bets. And he's shown me credit cards here where he's telling me that actually he's talking about debt being spread across credit cards here. Would you understand this at all, Randy?
That I have debt in credit card?
Yeah, that's what he's making me aware of. He's showing me credit cards at the moment. Would this make sense to you?
Well, I use credit cards a lot.
Right.
I feel like we have the money to pay it. I don't know. Is he saying that I don't have the money to pay it?
No. All he's saying is I've got 30 seconds left of the show now, but all he's making me aware of here, he's showing me the cards, and he's showing me after them being cut up here, and he's showing me a gold-coloured card that needs to be cut up. He said it's not a very good rate at the moment. He said you could get a better rate. So I know it's been very quick, and I know you've come right in at the end, but please try and give us a call next week and get in at the beginning, because I'm going to get cut off now, and hopefully we'll speak again soon, okay? And I'll leave the love of spirit with you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gents, that's all I've got. Good night. I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye for now.
Sorry, but that's all we have time for. You have been listening to Spiritual Awakenings with spirit medium and psychic Andrew D on MikeSpirit.fm. If you want to keep in touch with Andrew, you can contact him on his website, www.drewd.com. That's www.drewd.com. Andrew will be back next week at the same time and the same place, 10:30 p.m. UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. On MikeSpirit.fm, or just follow the links on the events page at www.drewd.com.